Hello.
Oh, hello, Roger.
Yes.
Hey, Roger. It's Cody with the Condo Association.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling to kind of get to the bottom of this whole thing you've been doing with leaving the jars over there on Marge's doorstep.
Go, you know where. Stick it, baby.
Stick it.
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another prank call show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kane Archer.
Hey everyone, it's Richard. No, I'm not having a stroke. I know I just did a show a few days ago. But if you don't mind, I wanted to do one more for you to make up a bit for the hiatus. So this is episode 47 for January 19th, 2022. I'm in kind of a hurry to get back to doing bonersodes for my supporters before they riot, so I'm dispensing with voicemails, Patreon stuff, and the usual blabbering on and on. So away we go.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Bernice.
Yes.
Hey, Bernice. It's Sleeve with the Condo Association.
Yes.
Yeah, hey, I'm just calling on behalf of Roger. He was complaining about how you've been leaving jars on his doorstep. He was just kind of upset, and I'm just calling to ask if you'd just please not do that anymore.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, Roger, just a little ways down the road from you, he's just a little upset about you leaving those jars of urine on his doorstep. It's just, you know, it's just.
You've got the wrong person. I live on Court.
Yeah,
and
so just,
I don't know of anybody named Roger close by.
Well, he showed us the security footage, and, you know, it was definitely you. You snuck over there late, and you left that jar of urine with the little note card on it and everything. I mean, it's fine.
I don't think so. I don't know who you're talking about, but it wasn't
Bernice.
Us, because...
Well, Bernice, I saw the footage. It was definitely...
ridiculous. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, ma'am, you don't need to be embarrassed. Like, you're not in trouble. It's just, like,
I'm not being embarrassed. I you're just talking to... Hang on a minute. I live at...
Yeah, we know. And, you know, if you're in...
Have you seen me on footage?
Yeah, and if
you've got to be kidding.
Well, no, I saw it. It was definitely you. And look, if urine therapy is something that you believe in, that's totally fine. I'm not trying to judge your beliefs.
No, wait a minute.
You just can't be...
I've got a problem. I walk around with a cane. I don't walk anywhere because I'm dependent on a cane. So I don't know who you're... Hang on, let you talk to my husband. This guy's telling me that I put bottles of urine on his front porch, and I wrote notes with him.
Who is this?
Oh, hello, Tom?
Hello.
Yeah, hey, Tom, it's Sleeve. I didn't say that she left the jar on my... I didn't say that she left the jar on my step. I was just calling on behalf of Roger, because Roger was kind of upset about it. And so I was just calling...
Who's Roger? Wait.
Wait.
Who's Roger?
Hey, one at a time. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, who's Roger?
He's just a few doors down from you, over there on Court. He was complaining about Bernice, you know, how she's been setting those jars of urine on his doorstep, trying to...
Oh, you gotta be kidding.
Where would I get a jar of urine? You got to be crazy. I'd like to see that footage.
Well, I'd like to see that guy come over. I'll kick his ass.
Oh, no, you can't
kick... No, this is an insult.
No, don't kick...
You got to be crazy. You know, you keep it up, I'll call the cops.
No, Tom, it's not...
No, wait a minute. You're insulting me and my wife.
No, I'm just asking you not to leave jars of urine on Roger's doorstep.
No,
I'm not insulting you.
No, you can't ask that. We don't do that.
And I'm not manic.
You go to hell.
Hey,
you come over to the house here, and I'll tell you what the hell what they think of you, what you're talking about.
Well, no, you'll probably kick my ass. I don't want that.
No, we won't. But I'd like to see some footage that shows me walking around. I'm crippled, and how am I going to walk on somebody's front lawn laying bottles of urine? And where am I going to get the urine from? And what the hell are you talking about?
Well, I assume it's your urine.
Let's call the police.
No, it's not a police matter. We're just asking you nicely, Tom. That's all. That's all we want.
You're not asking nicely. You're accusing, and I don't know who in hell you're accusing, but I want to see that footage, because it sure as heck isn't me.
I'm being as polite as I can. Look, if you believe
I'm trying to be polite to you, but you're making...
Hello?
Hello, Tom. It's Sleeve again. Please don't kick my ass, but I just need to ask nicely if you would please stop spreading your pee all over the neighborhood.
Don't say that. Don't say that goddamn thing. Who the hell you think you're talking to? This is an insult.
Hello?
Hello, Sherry?
Yes?
Hi, Sherry. It's Cody with the Condo Association.
Yeah?
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a crew coming by your house tomorrow morning. They're just going to be kind of just doing a little redress of the interior.
So what?
See, here's the thing. We've got some prospective buyers coming later this week, and we're going to be using your condo as the model.
No.
But, yeah.
My husband's working from home.
Oh, yeah, no. That's okay. They'll just work around them. They don't really have to...
No, you're not coming in my home.
Well, no, I won't be. I'm just letting you know. Yeah, Vince wanted me to just kind of coordinate with you on this because, you know, they're going to be there at about 10 o'clock. They're just going to be,
Nobody is coming in my home.
Well, yeah.
I did not agree to that. I am not selling my home, and I don't know why.
I think there's just a misunderstanding here. We know that you're not selling it, but we're using yours as the model.
And I said, I did not agree to that.
Well, you can't, it's not really up to you, though.
This is my home. I own this home.
I just don't understand why you're yelling at me. I'm just the middleman here. I'm just letting you know they're just going to be swapping out some night. It'll be kind of nice because, like, you'll have nicer furniture for a few days.
No, absolutely not.
Sherry, you need to relax. It's not that big.
I don't know who you people think you are, but you are not doing that to my condo. No, it's not. I own my condo.
What do you mean, you people? That was kind of derogatory.
Excuse me.
Well, no, I just...
Management or whatever you think you are. I own this condo. You are not coming in here.
Well, I know who I am.
And my homeowners association is not allowed to dictate that on there.
Oh, yeah, it's right
to me.
It's right
no,
there.
No, it is not. No, they absolutely cannot dictate that I have to let people in my home.
Sherry, you need
it
to...
It is not in my rules or regulations.
Sherry, you need to just know your place, Sherry. You don't understand how things work around here. Don't be trying to quote rules and regulations to me.
I'm calling the police, you will not be allowed in here. Do you understand?
I'm not coming over, Sherry. I'm just letting you know.
Like, nobody will be coming in my home.
Quit putting the blame.
I'm letting you know.
Quit putting the blame. Oh, well, it's definitely happening. Like, Vince already made the decision.
I am calling Vince now.
Hello?
Hello, Brad?
Yeah.
Hey, Brad. It's Cody with T-Mobile.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know about a little change that we're making to your phone line. It's going to be going into effect tomorrow morning.
Okay.
We're going to be adding a trigger warning onto your line. It's just a little recording that plays for anyone that calls you.
What is it? It's a recording that plays when somebody calls me?
Yeah, it's just a little warning, just letting them know that having a conversation with you may lead to them being triggered.
Do you know anything about this? T-Mobile changing or some kind of trigger on my phone?
Are you talking to me?
I was talking to my wife.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Her just nosing her way into the conversation.
Yeah.
Nosy woman.
Huh? Nosy woman? You call my wife a nosy woman?
Well, no, she just seemed like she kind of inserted herself. Anyways, I'm just letting you know about the change. That's all. It's not really any kind of disruption to your service or anything.
Hey, explain this to my wife.
Why?
T-Mobile.
Hello?
Hello, Michelle?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, honey. It's Cody with T-Mobile.
Uh-huh.
Where did Brad go?
Oh, he's still here. I usually take care of the phone stuff.
Oh, I see. Okay, I got you. Yeah. Idiot husbands. I know. I know what you mean. Anyway, I was just trying to let him know about the little change that we're making to your phone line.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, it's just a little trigger warning recording that's going to play just anytime anyone calls this number.
Why would they have to have a trigger warning?
Oh, that, yeah. It's just based off of some of the incendiary and, you know, just controversial statements that Brad makes. You know, we've been monitoring the line for a while, and yeah, just for legal. Are you okay?
I'm fine. Whose friend are you?
I'm not anyone's friend. I'm with T-Mobile. I'm just letting you know about the little change.
And the change is what?
I already explained all that.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you need me to repeat it or something?
Yeah, I'm stupid. Can you repeat it?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, can you just put the man back on, honey? Somebody that understands technology?
Can you put the man back on so he can understand? The man's stupid, too.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Is there like a younger person there, like a kid that would understand technology?
A kid. Yeah, kids understand technology way better, but I don't have any kids here either.
Yeah, that's probably a good thing.
I can tape it, though.
You don't want to be...
So we can listen to it, like, over and over again.
You don't want to be passing on those idiot genes.
I know. Yes, idiot genes. We have idiot genes in our family, for sure.
Yeah, you got to just get yourself sterilized.
I know. That's what I told my husband. He wouldn't listen.
Anyways.
How many roosters do we need? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea, stupid. Anyways, I'm going to let you go now. I think I've done my job here. You're fully alerted to the trigger warning that's being added to your line. And if there's no further questions, I'll just move on to the next dumb customer.
That would be perfect.
And tell that brat
Thank
of yours.
Thank you for making my night.
And tell that brat of yours to shut the fuck up.
I need chicken. I want chicken.
I tell him every night. Tell him that every night. He won't listen.
Need chicken.
What is he saying about chickens?
He wants chickens too. Can you help us?
Oh, no.
Do you have like a directory assistant? You could give us a number for chickens?
No, that's not my goddamn job. I ain't your fucking secretary.
Is that how T-Mobile tells you to talk to your customer?
No, but that's how I talk to my customers. Anyway, I'm going to go now. It's been very nice talking to you. Bye.
Hello?
Hello, Dan?
Yes.
Hey, Dan, it's Richard with the Condo Association.
Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, hey, Vince just wanted me to call and just get to the bottom of this whole flyer thing that you've been doing around the neighborhood lately.
No, I have not. I haven't, no. I am not doing any flyers.
Well, they have your name on them.
What does it say?
Well, it's advertising that urine therapy thing. Like, I don't know. I don't want to judge your beliefs or anything, but it's just, you know, we don't have any problems with whatever you're doing in your own home, but you just can't be, you know, that's basically solicitation. It's just kind of, we're getting some complaints from some of the other residents
about it. You're full of shit.
Well,
fuck off the phone.
You're just spreading your weird beliefs around the neighborhood about urine therapy or whatever it is.
I have no weird beliefs. I'm not doing any, I'm in fucking Indiana.
Okay, look, you need to watch your language, Dan. That's another, you know, thing that we need to address. Can't be cursing. It's against the rules in the neighborhood.
Who is this?
And you're just being a big poopy face about the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
What are you doing in Arizona?
I didn't say Arizona, I said Indiana.
Oh, Indiana, whatever, same thing.
I work in Indiana.
Same shitty.
I'm gonna
if you have
Vince
a job, then what are you
I'm gonna call
What
them.
Are you doing trying to convert people to your weird urine therapy beliefs?
I have no motivation to convert anybody. The only thing I'm trying to convert people to do is wear life jackets when they're out on the water. How's that?
Oh, quit being such a mother hen. Let people do what they want. If they want to drown, that's their right. This is America,
yeah,
baby.
Well, yeah. I think you got the wrong guy, dude. I'm sorry.
I ain't your dude, motherfucker.
Oh, you're the one that's calling me. I'm not the one calling you.
Well, yeah, I know, but so, I was just trying to just reason with you. We're two adults here, and you're over there just trying to get everyone to start drinking their own urine or whatever, like a freak.
I think Vince set you up or something.
Okay, yeah, you're right. Vince wanted me to call you and just mess around with you. He's like, call Dan, because he's such a gullible idiot. Call Dan and tell him to quit peeing all over the neighborhood. And I was like, nobody's going to fall for that. He's probably just going to start laughing like a lunatic because that's how Dan is.
All right. So what's your name?
What? Oh, my name's Richard.
How do you know Vince?
We go way back. Me and Vince, you know, we serve together.
Well, he's a good guy. I like Vince a lot.
Yeah,
so.
Me too. Yeah.
All right.
But he said that you're just like a big dummy and you would just, you know, you'd get all angry about it and everything. It'd be funny. And then we can record the call and put it on YouTube or something.
Yeah, right.
Yep. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to turn you into an internet celebrity.
Oh, great. There we go.
Yep.
All right.
It's going to be
fun with that.
It's going to be a TikTok video.
Tell Vince I said hi.
Oh, yeah, I will.
All right.
I'll tell him that you said that you love him.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care, Bye. Dan.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello.
Hello. Is Glenn available?
No, he isn't.
Well, this is Richard. I'm calling with the phone company.
This is Candy, but this is my cell phone number.
Oh, okay. So you're the one that uses the phone. Well, yeah, all right. Then I can talk to you. Then I can talk to you. Yeah, I just needed to let you know then about the little change that we're making to the line.
Okay, what would that be?
Oh, we're just going to be adding a little disclaimer onto the top of it. So basically what that means is when people call you, there's going to be a little recording that plays before it rings through.
What does the disclaimer say?
Oh, it's just a standard medical misinformation warning.
Is this starting with everybody's phone or just mine?
Well, no, it doesn't apply to everyone. It's just for people that spread medical misinformation. We're just required, you know, by
I don't spread medical misinformation, so why would that be attached to my phone?
Oh, well, I mean, according to our automated system, it picked up on something that you said.
Well, I don't think I like that. I think that's an invasion of my privacy.
Oh, nobody's listening to your conversations. It's just a...
Somebody is if they think I have said something inappropriate medically.
Well, no, it's an automated system. Think of it as like an artificial intelligence. It just listens and scans for keywords. And then if you say something that's on the no-no list, then we have to add the disclaimer on there. It's just a little 10-second recording. It just warns anyone that calls you that they may receive medical misinformation from you.
Well, I don't want that. Is there any way I can not have that?
Well, it gets reviewed every 6 months. So as long as you don't spread any more medical misinformation, then you'll be fine and it'll be taken off.
Spread any medical misinformation.
Well,
now, there's something wrong here with this, and I don't like it.
I
don't know who I need to talk to, but you need to get somebody in touch with me because this is not appropriate with me, and
well,
I haven't done anything wrong.
Well, no, I'm not saying
I don't want this on my phone.
Well, no, I didn't say that you did anything wrong, ma'am. It's just something that you know the Biden.
Yes, you did. I would not have picked something up.
Well, no,
I never put this disclaimer on there. I don't want it.
Well,
I don't know what it is I've got to do to get this not to go through. That's an invasion of my privacy.
All you have to do is just not spread medical misinformation for 6 months and then it'll be removed.
I don't spread it, so don't put the disclaimer on there.
Well, it's already on there, ma'am. It's going into effect tomorrow morning. There's really nothing.
What is your name? I want your name and whoever it is you answer to.
My name is Richard, and I answer to the Lord Almighty.
Well, we all do, and I hope you do, Richard. What is your full name?
Richard Bobson Sleeve McDykel.
Oh, really?
The third.
Okay, and who is your employer?
Esquire. That would be AT&T.
AT&T.
Correct.
All right, what number do I have to get in touch with them about this?
Well, I mean, that's who you're speaking to right now, ma'am. I can answer any questions you have about it, but there's no way around it. We're required to do this by the Biden administration.
By the Biden administration. That is so full of shit.
Ma'am.
I tell you what.
That's exactly why that's why you're getting the disclaimer, because you make statements like that.
No, it isn't. This is an invasion of my privacy.
Well, no, it's just...
I don't like it one damn bit.
Well, you don't have to like it.
I don't care. Just tell me who I need to call. Just give me a number.
Two.
Okay, two. Two what?
You asked me to give you a number, so I just gave you one at random.
This is all a phony bunch of crap, and I don't know
you're a phony bunch of crap spreading medical misinformation. That's why you're getting the disclaimer.
I want to know who I can talk to.
Telling people all kinds of
ahead of you.
Telling people all kinds of crackpot theories and everything. That's why. I just don't do that.
You are an idiot, man.
Well,
you are an absolute idiot.
Well, no.
If you put anything on my phone, I'm going to sue AT&T.
I'm not the one spreading medical misinformation. Just quit being...
You know, this is the silliest thing I have heard.
This is an
invasion of my privacy.
Well, that's just your dumb...
You won't give me the information that I need.
Well, that's just your dumb...
I'm calling whoever it is I can to complain about you.
Who are you gonna call?
I'm going to call the number back. And if I don't get a number, then I know you're just... This is full of malarkey. I don't know who you are or why you're even doing this.
No, you're full...
You are ridiculous.
You're full of malarkey.
So, goodbye.
Ma'am.
Hello?
Hello, Candy. It's Richard again with the phone company.
You got me again, buddy.
Yeah. Oh, I'm not your buddy. Not the way you just...
No, you're not.
Not the way you just flipped out on me and hung up.
I don't want to talk to you. I'm going to call
Well, no, I just needed to let you know there was a little glitch in the system, and it was just a mistake.
It was just a mistake.
Yeah, we're not adding a disclaimer onto your line. So sorry about that. What we're actually doing.
Thank you very much for your call back.
Well, no, I just need to let you know what we're actually doing. Yeah, you were just on the wrong list.
What are you actually doing?
We're going to be changing your phone number. That's what I was supposed to let you know about.
You're not going to change my phone number.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Roy, my boss, Roy, he told me to let you know that we're changing your phone number effective tomorrow.
You let me talk to Roy right now.
Oh,
I want to talk to Roy.
He's got COVID, so he can't speak right now.
I don't care. You cannot just change
that's
my
mean.
Phone number.
You don't care that he's got COVID?
Hello?
Hello, Janet?
Yes?
Hey, Janet. It's Richard with the Condo Association.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Hey, Vince just wanted me to call and get to the bottom of this whole thing that you've been doing over at the pond. Just, you know, we've had some complaints about it lately, and we're kind of hoping you could just not do that anymore.
I don't live anywhere near the pond. I'm across the street.
Oh, I know, but you've been walking over there, and it's just kind of...
I've been walking over where?
Over to the pond.
I have not.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you have. We got you on the security cameras in the neighborhood and everything. Look, you're not in trouble. It's just some of the residents are complaining about it because it's kind of a...
I don't walk over by the pond. I take the back... in the back of my condo from the mailbox, but I don't walk over by the pond.
Oh, no. Yeah, you've been doing it. You've been doing it almost on a daily basis lately, and it's just kind of...
No.
Yeah.
I haven't been out of the house for...
oh, yeah.
Probably 4 days.
Oh, no,
you,
no. We know it was you. We got you on the security camera.
Okay, I'd like to see that because I beg to differ with you. You are mistaken.
And why are you drinking out of the pond anyways? It's kind of a... Like, we're just kind of concerned about your own health, really.
I don't drink out of the pond. You're...
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, no. We got you on the security cameras you were using.
Where can I see this?
You're drinking out of the pond with a bendy straw. And that's just not sanitary, you know? I
have not done that. Who am I speaking with?
Richard.
Richard.
Yeah.
You are very mistaken.
Oh, no, no. I saw the security camera myself. It was definitely you. Just... you know, really, for your own health and safety, you shouldn't be...
No, you don't understand. I have not been out of my condo today, yesterday,
I didn't say it
or
was
the
today.
Day before. I'm sorry?
Well, I didn't say it was today. It was the other day. You were over there drinking out of the pond
no,
with the bendy straw.
You are...
And you were dropping ice cubes into the pond. Like,
no,
it's not a...
I wasn't...
The pond isn't a beverage, ma'am. You shouldn't be drinking the water.
I don't know who you think that you are to tell me what I'm doing. You're mistaken. I am not the person that you say is doing that.
Well, this is Janet, right? Over there on...
Yes?
Yeah, you're definitely the one. You were out there gulping down, just chugging the pond water, and just really...
No. I have never done that. I would not do that. I'm a retired registered nurse.
I know, that's the thing. Like, you, with your health background, you should know that, you know, that can't be, like, a safe thing to be doing.
Is this some kind of hoax?
Yeah, it's a hoax. I'm just joking with you.
Why are you doing that?
Vince wanted me to call and just ask if you could please not pass out those flyers around the neighborhood anymore. That's the real reason.
I haven't passed out any flyers in the neighborhood.
Well, they have your name on it. It's got your name and number. Who else would be passing out flyers with your name?
Could I see one of those?
Well, yeah. I mean, you've seen them before. They're your flyers.
I have not seen them before. Listen, this is getting ridiculous.
Like, it's technically solicitation. You can't be passing out flyers.
I have not sent out anything to anybody.
Well, no, I understand that you're running like an Antifa headquarters in your condo, and that's fine. You know, we can't tell you what to do in your own home, but... You can't be trying to recruit your neighbors into...
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I'm going to report you.
No, Janet, I'm just asking you nicely. Just please don't try to recruit the neighbors into Antifa. That's all.
I'm recording this conversation, and I'm going to report you.
Oh, what are you recording it with? Do you have, like, an old tape deck or something?
If you call me again, I'm calling the police.
Janet, I just wanted to apologize. I got you mixed up. I got you completely mixed up with
I'd like to see that in writing.
See what in writing? My apology?
Yes.
Okay, I'll write you a letter.
You have offended me grossly.
Gross? No.
I told you that it wasn't me, and you just kept insisting.
What was gross about it? I wasn't being gross. I was just asking you not to... Look, it doesn't even matter. I got you completely mixed up with a neighbor,
I want you to send me something in writing that you apologize for, for what you have done.
I'll send you a very nice handwritten letter.
It better be on stationery, too.
Well, come on. We can't afford stationery anymore. Here's what I'll do.
I don't care. If it's
I'll write it on a little coffee filter. That's what I do with my Patreon supporters. I send out these little coffee filters. Hello, Susan?
Yes, this is her husband.
Oh, hi, Jeff. It's Cody with T-Mobile.
Okay.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know that we're going to be making a little modification to this phone line.
And what is the modification?
Well, starting tomorrow at 8 o'clock, there's going to be just a little recording, just a little safety and liability recording added to the top of your calls.
Okay.
Yep.
No, you've lost me. No, this is so unusual for you to call me. Why wouldn't you email me or text me or do something else? You're calling me to tell me.
We're a phone company, sir.
I know, sir, but this is just really, really odd. You're telling me there's a message that's going to be coming tomorrow on my phone?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, it's not a message for you. It's just anytime somebody calls in, they're going to hear a little recording and then it'll ring through to your phone. That's all.
And what is the recording going to say?
Oh, it's just a standard trigger recording. It's just kind of a liability thing that we have to do, just, you know, alerting any of your callers that they may be triggered by talking to you.
What does the triggered mean?
It just means that they may be emotionally triggered by having, you know, just by having...
Emotionally triggered by calling me?
Yeah, it's just based off...
Okay, Cody, I don't know who you are, but this is asinine. Yeah. I've never heard of anything like this.
Well, no, sir, I'm just an employee here. There's no reason to take that kind of attitude with me. I'm just supposed to let you know. That's all. It wasn't my decision.
Oh, okay.
You're getting on the case of the working man here. I don't own T-Mobile or anything.
Now it's hilarious. Okay. I've never heard of this.
Well, no, I'm not trying to be funny. I'm just trying to rationally explain this to you. I don't mean to trigger you or anything. It's just something that, you know, our company has.
It's too late. I'm already triggered, Cody. Oh,
okay. Well, I apologize.
It's too late. Yeah.
Hey, tell Susan to shut up in the background there. She's just running her mouth uselessly.
Okay. And so what is your real name?
That would be Cody. I already explained that to you.
No, you didn't. Because you don't tell me to tell my wife to shut up in the background.
Well, no, she was just barking in the background there. I can't hear you when she's talking over you like that. It's rude.
Okay. Yeah. So once again, you're incorrect and you're at fault.
Well, no, I'm not
this
incorrect.
Number has never been, no. This number has never been licensed or... registered to Susan. So you asked for her first.
Okay, well, I had her down as a primary, okay? Look, you don't need to tell me how to run my business here. It's just, you know, that's the way.
Oh, so it's your business now. You just said you don't own T-Mobile.
Well, no, I mean, you're telling me how to do my job. You're telling me how to do my job, and I'm just supposed to let you know. See, this is exactly what I'm talking about. People who call you get triggered.
This is hilarious. It's what it is.
So you're triggering me right now.
Good. I'm so
being
glad.
Being a big boner jacket about the whole thing.
Oh, good. Now we're name calling. Okay.
Well, no, you're just being kind of an ass. That's all.
No. This is good. I want you to get it out. You want some therapy?
Oh, yeah. Are you a therapist?
Do you do this all the time?
What do you mean?
Do you have to do this all day long? Call people and
call stupid,
and tell them that you're going to
call stupid customers?
Message?
Yeah, that's my job. I call people all day long.
Well, that's a sad existence.
That's a dick thing to say. That's a dick thing to say. Not everyone can go to school and be a therapist like you, smart guy.
hey, jackass.
Why are you calling me a jackass?
What kind of business would not provide a sample?
I ain't providing you shit, motherfucker.
Oh, okay.
Tell Susan to just zip it back there.
Okay. All right. So whoever you are, it's fantastic,
it's
but
Cody.
You've wasted a good 5-7 minutes of my time.
Okay, well, hang up the fucking phone then.
Oh, watch your mouth. Does your mom?
I ain't watching shit. Oh, my mom cusses worse than I do. You ought to hear. Swears like a sailor, that woman.
Okay, well, you...
Look, I gotta have the phone. I got a bunch of other calls to make.
Oh, yeah. You've got to insult and drop F-bombs on other people. Good.
No, I didn't.
That sounds like a whole lot of fun.
They're not F-bombs. Being adults, to say the whole word. It's okay to say fuck.
No,
it's not going
to
hurt you.
I choose not to use that language because I have intelligence and I can speak without using that. But apparently you can't. So once again, we'll go back to
Mr. Smarty Pants Therapist doesn't use the fuck word.
Okay. Now you're just lowering my intelligence by staying on the line with you.
So if
thanks,
I keep
Cody, have a good night. God bless.
Hello, Laura.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, hey, Laura, it's Cody with the Condo Association. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you for a second there.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, hey, I just needed to let you know there's going to be a crew coming by your house tomorrow morning, or by your condo.
Okay.
And they're just going to be bringing in some furniture, just, you know, to dress up your condo for the showings.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you know, for the showings, for the prospective buyers that we're having coming by next week. Yeah, Vince wanted me to let you know we hired an interior decorator and they're gonna, you know, just kind of redecorate your condo, swap out your furniture and everything.
Yeah, I'm not selling my condo.
Oh, I know you're not. We're just using yours as the model because we've got some that are going up for sale. And so we're just redecorating yours with, you know, some nice furniture and everything.
I own that condo. Nobody's going in and changing furniture. What the heck are you talking about?
I know you own it. It's just temporary. It's just temporarily we're going to be because you have kind of crappy furniture. So we're going to just make it look all nice and everything. Put in some classy.
Who is it?
Hello, Vivian.
Who's calling?
It's Richard with the Condo Association.
Go on.
Oh, well, okay. You didn't say anything. That was kind of weird. I was just calling because, you know, Janet over there she was just kind of hoping that you could please stop trying to steal her identity online.
You're so funny, Richard. What's your social security number?
Mine? That's illegal, ma'am. You can't be asking me my social
security. No, that's okay. What is it?
Why do you need my social security number? You're going to try to steal my identity?
Because you're an idiot.
What? That doesn't mean you can steal my identity.
Yes, it does. If you're an idiot, I can. So what is it, stupid?
Well, if I'm an idiot, don't call me stupid.
Come on, stupid. What's your social security number?
If I'm an idiot, why would you want my identity?
Come on, ignorant.
Like, I'm not worth anything.
Hey,
if I'm what?
Are you a motherfucker?
Oh, Janet, come on.
Are you?
Why would you call me that? That's horrible.
Are you a motherfucker?
No, Vivian.
Oh, yes. I know who you are. You're Richard the motherfucker.
That's horrible, Angel.
Oh, I know. Why do you do that?
You're the one that started...
Why do you do that?
Do what? You're the one that called
Let's see. You fuck your mother and you suck your dad. Is that what you said?
Well, so what?
It's 2000. You are really a piece of work.
It's 2022.
Are you black or what color are you?
Oh, come on. Don't be racist.
Oh, come on now, Richard.
Well,
come
what?
On, Richard.
Yes, Vivian.
What color are you, Richard?
I'm purple.
Oh, are you?
It's what's on the inside.
No, you're green.
It's what's on the inside that matters, Vivian. Don't you know that?
You don't have any inside, stupid. Find a job.
I have a job.
Find a job. Go to McDonald's and you can work there for $20 an hour.
Really? $20?
Find a job.
They pay $20 an hour now?
Find a job. Don't be such a loser.
Well, that's good. They need to pay their workers more.
Don't be such a loser, Richard.
Everybody has the right
to
a living wage.
Quit fucking your mother and sucking your dad.
No, it's 2022. I can do what I want.
You fucker.
Oh, come on. You can't say that kind of word, Vivian.
You fucker, Richard.
Oh, you're just...
You know you are.
You're just being a hateful piece of shit now.
You know you are, Richard. You know you are, Richard. You know you're a fucker.
Well,
I can tell you are. I can tell by your voice. You are just a worthless piece of shit.
Yeah, but at least I'm not a racist
piece. And your mom and dad had you.
Yeah,
they would be so ashamed of you.
You're embarrassing yourself
don't
right now.
Don't you wish they would know who you that you are doing this?
This is just a silly.
You should be so ashamed of yourself.
This is just a silly
you
prank call.
Go
why
stick
do you have
your
to...
head in the snow? Why hey, do you have a gun?
No, I don't have a gun.
You should go get one and shoot yourself.
You want me to kill myself?
Yeah.
Why?
That'd be good.
It's just a prank call, though. Why would you want
That'd
me to kill
Richard.
Myself?
Go shoot yourself.
Why do you want me to kill myself?
Oh, come on.
Do you really
now?
Do you really
Give me
mean
your social
that?
Security, because you might have some money in the bank or something.
Vivian, do you really
so
mean?
So I can get that.
Do you really mean?
What is it? Do you say it is?
Okay, it's.
Come on, Richard. What is it?
I'm not giving you my
come
social
on, Richard.
Security. No, you're
going
to steal
Richard.
My.
You know what Richard stands for? Dick.
Yeah, that's
short for dick.
Yeah, it sure is.
Dick?
Yep. Anyways, do
you... Oh, Dick?
You're just kind of embarrassing
That's
yourself
why they
now.
Named you Dick? Dick?
They named...
What's name, Dick? They he looks like a dick.
They named me after Richard Dawson.
He'll be sucking on my dick.
You know
That's what Daddy said.
Oh, you have a dick?
So you are a dick sucker, cocksucker, motherfucker, dicker.
Oh, here you go with the racist stuff again. Do you want me to suck your dick?
Do I want you to what?
Do you want me to suck your dick?
Now listen to you.
Well, no, you said something about
that
your...
is a nasty thing for you to say, Richard.
No,
what was your boyfriend, your mom and daddy going to say?
They'll probably disown me, I guess.
They're going to be so upset with you.
What, you know my mom and dad?
So upset.
Did you know that my mom named
already
me?
Disowned
Did you know
you?
That they got my name?
She probably wouldn't look at you if you were drowning in piss.
Okay, that was really intense. I can't tell if she knew it was a prank call. I mean, I didn't even get anywhere with the premise, but holy crap, that lady was nuts. And you're probably wondering what the bleeps were. This is a prank call podcast. What the hell am I doing censoring bad language? Well, it was more than just language. It was hateful, vile bullshit. And this is a comedy show. There's no room for that kind of garbage on my show. Anyway, I've got to wrap this up. Quick thank you to I Regret Jumping for the advice about this rash on my butt. Oh, and happy birthday, Craig. He's turning 17 today, almost legal. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'll be doing bonersodes for the next several weeks, but I'll be back with episode 48 in late February. Bye.
Sleep tonight. If the thunder cloud passes rain, so let it rain, rain down on him. So let it be.
You're not a genuine McNichol.